We're coming, and we ain't backing down.
We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Yeah, looking in the mirror.
I'm bitterly disappointed with the officiating today.
Guys being dudes.
And they run through our like through a tin horn, man.
Split Zone Duo, splitzoneduo.com. Sometimes it helps you remember everything if you sing it. Thank you for your, I could still say patronage. That's a verb. But we're on Substack now, and you know that because you're a subscriber and you paid money for high-quality podcasting premium content and to support an independent college football media endeavor. Boy, you don't hear about those often, do you? The whole independent college football media endeavors. Hell no. Usually hear about conference network employees shilling for stupid things that conference employees say. I like Peter Burns. If you don't know what I'm talking about, a little tete-a-tete this weekend on social media. Alex jumped in on it, too. So it wasn't just me. It wasn't just Godfrey being mean. I don't know how to judge the quality of an NCAA tournament. I don't have much of a bandwidth to watch it anymore. I mean, I really just trade everything in my life for college football as much as I can consume, both like personally and professionally, be it like go, like, you know, I mentioned this before. I went to a game with my kid last fall. I'm gonna make a note to myself to come back to something in a second, as I want to have an idea. I'm gonna run by this audience first. But you know, like, you're consuming college football for the betterment of the, you know, the community. And then I'm also like a Falcons fan. Watch the NFL on Sunday. A casual NFL fan as well. And then as I record this right now, I have, and I'm elated, probably dorkily so, that I have a on my iPad in the corner, the iPad that hath returned. Shout out, a little spring training baseball. I mean, I'm not watching it. Don't make fun of me. I'm not, you know, it's just on. It's so much more about the fact that it's just, it's not cold weather anymore. That has me way happier than anything to do with, like, you know, I don't really care that, what is it, the third inning? Yeah, I'm not even going to tell you. Chris Sale has, 35 pitches through three. Like, you know, I haven't been, like, watching his control. It's just on. It's just a sign that the depressing months are over. Yeah. A little happy today. A little all over the map. Hopefully this isn't your first single win, because normally it's slightly more organized than this. Stephen Godfrey at 38 Godfrey. You posted questions in the original March 17th thread. Felt like the quality was high. Felt like we were doing a good job there, guys. So I just made a second show out of the questions that you guys asked in the previous thread. So no, you did not miss a thread if you think you did. I am thinking about going on like a happy tour this fall, where I got so beaten down by the actual news and the newsmakers of what was going on fundamentally to college football last year that a lot of you were like, hey, man, you're a little pissed off. And being there, I think, was everybody I talked to in our community and my colleagues and my friends. They're like, you didn't go to a game. You didn't, like, you got to have an organic experience that isn't just watching it at home and thinking about the corporate TV fuckery. Just like, just go, man. Enjoy it. So I'm thinking about doing like a 4-game tour this fall, and maybe like doing some sort of travelogue audio with it, where it's just like, this is just good shit personified. Like, I don't know what that means. I don't know where I'd go. I don't know. We had a friend of the show invite the whole crew, and I don't know if all three of us would get there or not, to the LSU Ole Miss game in Baton Rouge. You know, that game means a lot to me. It was an LSU Ole Miss weekend where I kind of met my wife. It was an LSU Ole Miss weekend that sort of determined that I was going to work in college sports. So, you know, I have a lot of good memories, regardless of winners or losers or which stadium I'm in with that game. I really like it. It just, it's kind of like an origin story. I don't know. So maybe that one, and then I pick like three other games, and I just go and just enjoy it. I might, and like, I keep saying this, but maybe the most glaring in my bucket list is it's probably a tie between Washington and Wisconsin for having never gone to one of those games. But I've never been to Wazoo either. I've never been to Corvallis. I've never been. I mean, we could do this. It's not interesting audio as I rattle them off. But like, that's one where I don't know. Maybe I go to a random one. Yeah. I don't want to endeavor to go to like a neutral site game unless it makes sense for the show or we're doing some sort of event, but like, you know, a couple campus appearances, something fun. I don't know. I say that, but I don't even know what the Duke's game is this year or the Chick-fil-A game. I mean, I'm not opposed to neutral site games, but I just want the vibes. Last year, the only thing I saw in person was a week zero game at Vanderbilt, and it was the stadium was all screwed up and the game sucked. And then week one, I was with our friend Wes from Nokian at the North Dakota State Eastern Washington game in the Viking Stadium. And then I went and took my kid to an Army game against Delaware State in like week three. And then I didn't go to a game. That was it. And I think I suffered for it. I want to go to like, I kind of want to go to like try and predict at just a horrible weather MAC game and go seek out some joy. I've been pretty good about finding that kind of stuff in my career. Like I went to a terrible, like on paper, well, not terrible, just a no reason to go to it on paper game at Wyoming one time against Fresno and had a blast and met awesome fans and like wrote about it. And I don't know, just chasing the vibes for four games. That's going to be our goal here, squad. Total off the dome idea, rambling diatribe of nonsense, but it's spring. I promise that spring training Major League Baseball has not fired me up this much. It's just, it's like, you know, the sun's not setting at 4:45. Easier to find the will to live. And occasionally, you know, you struggle. Fun one this week, because I'm going to start the show off with this question that I'm immediately going to sort of pass the buck on to one Alex Kirshner, but I just feel like it's a good Alex Kirshner newsletter, maybe, or I don't know if I want to turn it into a show or not. Brad Harrison asked, could we see the University of Florida using the DEI issue as blame for hurting recruiting, similar to Ole Miss in the past with the Confederate flag?